We all remember the slacker in our last group project. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Craig Thorley, lecturer in psychology at the University of Liverpool, explains that slacking off isn't the reason groups can fail to remember vital information.
People often work together in groups to remember the same information. At home, family members may recall events from a holiday together. In the workplace, interview panels will work together to recall candidates' answers so they can discuss them and decide who to employ. In the courtroom, jurors must work together to recall trial evidence so they can discuss it and reach a verdict. Group remembering is studied in the laboratory by having people work together to recall the same information. As would be expected, groups recall more than individuals on these tests. There is, however, a cost to group remembering. Groups underperform on memory tests. Previous research has examined whether or not this happens as group members slack off, but this is not the case. Even paying people to perform well in groups makes no difference. Something else is responsible. My research shows that group members underperform as they disrupt each other's recall. We now know that people develop their own preferred ways of recalling information. For example, if two people recall a movie, one may prefer to recall it from start to finish, but another may prefer to recall the most important events first. If these two people worked as a group to recall the movie, they would hear each other recall it in a different order and disrupt each other's recall. Thus, if several people want to remember the same information, and their aim is to recall as much as they can, they should do so individually and combine their recall afterwards. Despite this cost, there is an additional benefit to group remembering. Groups produce highly accurate recall as the members correct each other's mistakes. Thus, if several people want to recall the same information, and their aim is to be as accurate as possible, they should do so in a group. Ultimately, the costs and benefits of group remembering need to be considered before deciding whether or not to use it to recall information.
That was Craig Thorley of the University of Liverpool. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.